All right, Mark, whenever you're ready.
Go ahead.
All right, good evening. Let's call.
Rob, could you hear me?
Yes.
Let's call the meeting, Athletic Complex Building Committee meeting to order. Can we say the pledge?
It's Wednesday,
March 31st. Wednesday, March 31st, 21 at 6:09 p.m. Pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Mr. Secretary, roll call, please.
Mr. McCliverty.
Here, sir.
Mr. Abel is absent. Mr. Benanto. He's absent. Ms. Gerkins. Mr. Hyder.
Here.
Mr. Mengold. Mr. Netto. Mr. O'Connell. Mr. Sill.
He's excused.
Mr. Marcuccio.
He's here.
He's here. Okay. Mr. Olenowski. Mr. DeFala. Okay. Record should reflect you have three members present.
Yeah. Anthony was ex officio. So what do we need for a quorum? Four?
You would need, there's 11 members, so you need six.
All right. All right. We can proceed. We're not going to take any action. You okay with that, Mark?
Looks like Mr. Netto is going to come along, and you can, just get everything lined up, and then you can vote whenever you need to vote. So the record should reflect, they think that Mr. Netto, are you in the meeting? Mr. Netto, are you there? Mrs. Netto, are you there? Oh, no. I see.
Janine is here. John will be on in a minute. He was at work.
I see him coming in now. Okay.
Hello?
Mr. Netto?
Yeah, sorry, I'm late.
No problem. You're right on time.
Yeah, right.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Don't worry. So, Mr. Chair, there are four members present.
Okay.
Did you get me, Keith?
Yes, sir. Okay. All right, Mr. Secretary, can you bring up those pictures or no? So we're here to just finalize the signage. And Signs Unlimited, I talked to them today, and there's doing drafts or mock-ups of the signs that we need. And that we wanted, since it's been a while, I want to go through them to make sure we have all the ones that we need. And if there's any more that we need or want, he could do them.
Mr. Chair, I beg your pardon. Your next item was public portion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Public portion. Is there anyone from the public?
Yes, I would like to talk. Tom Linetti, 79 Sunset Drive.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to personally, I want to thank Keith McLiberty today. When I was at the field house, our new machines came in. We got a backpack and a standalone machine. We're waiting for this disinfectant to come in. So we'll be very professional now. We'll be able to spray the lockers and kill any bacteria for this COVID. And Keith worked on it for a while, and I want to personally thank him. I think he did a great job, and that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lionetti. Anyone else from the public? Anyone else from the public? If not, can I have a motion to close the public portion?
So moved, Rob.
Motion by Mr. Hyder. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Marcuccio. Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Public portion is closed. Okay, the first item on the agenda, I apologize, is to review the signage. Now, this signage is the signage where we're named the different names of the field, of the facility, of the press box. Where I want to finalize these. Signs Unlimited is doing mock-ups of the ones that Mark's going to show us. But I really want everyone to think about if there's anything we're missing. And if so, what which one is it? And then the second thing is a new sign. Mr. Sills brought up the concern that while we have signage that says, you know, do's and don'ts, that he thinks we should put a little sign that says like no dogs allowed or no animals allowed near the gate. Just a simple 6 or 8 inch sign with those words, no dogs and no animals allowed. So if we could start the discussion with Mark, if you could put up the pictures that we had and go through these and either agree, yes, that's one we're making, or, and if we're not, if we're missing one, tell me which one we're missing.
When were they sent?
I emailed them to you as a Google file Friday.
Okay, I'll have to check.
I could email it to you again. Hold on.
I can put them up, Mr. Chairman, if you'd like.
Yeah. Okay, Mark. If you want to, I send it. Yeah, Mark. If you want to send it to Doc, you can put them up.
I can put them. I have them up now. If I share access.
Go ahead,
Keith.
Yes, sir.
While we're waiting for that, we had Little League tryouts over there a week ago Sunday, and the sign was down on the first base side of the baseball field. They cut the ties off or something, and I don't know if they put it up. I know they were working over there yesterday and today, so if they didn't, they have to put that sign back up.
What was that one? That's the one that says do's and don'ts, Kenny, like the whole
list? Yeah.
All right, so Doc Conway's putting up the sign that's the red clinch sign. And if we, just to refresh everyone's memory, the understanding was all of the signs that we're going to talk about after this one, we wanted them in this model with this wood, this script, this size fonts. Does everyone agree with that?
Yeah, make sure it's all uniform.
Yes, sir.
Before we did all this, didn't we make a list of all the signs and all the wording and have a joint meeting for all this?
Not the landmark signs. We just met. Remember, we met with...
But I remember when DeFalo was still in charge, I thought he had a list with every sign and everyone that went everywhere because this had already come up.
Well, Ed's when the one who gave us... Ed's the one who brought us these pictures one night at one of our meetings. So Ed Armino was already in place. He has them up at the yard. Doc Conway had pictures and we talked about them. We absolutely did. But now they kind of just didn't get done. And now I want to get them done. And Espo is ready to do them. But I want to make sure we capture the population.
Right. So we do talk about that. That's what I'm saying. I just don't want to miss anything because I know the list was made. But it was way back. I mean, yeah. Like way back.
Right. So this is, I'm just trying to lock it up and get these things done and up. So if we miss one or two, that's why we're here tonight, you know, but Ed is the one who had these pictures. He took them in the yard, but these pictures are from Doc Conway. So we'll go through them one at a time. Do we agree that the format of the signs we wanted in the red clinch format, script, size, that whole thing?
I agree, yeah.
Robbie?
Yeah, I think they have to be uniform. The only thing I have a concern with is the logo on the top above his name. I mean, that's a softball. Is there something that we can do, like maybe having the arrowhead, the Indian head, the deer with feathers, something of that nature on some of them around the field?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Sure, we can put whatever logo we want. Doc, what would you want there to the D, like in the center of the football field, or?
Yeah, the D is fine. Whatever the committee wants.
How about the D with the arrowhead? Inside the arrowhead.
Yeah, similar to what's on the center of the football field. Maybe we keep the same design as as the logo on the football field.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I like the uniform like that, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Obviously, it's too late. We're not going to recreate the Red Clinch one, are we? Or are we just going to use that one?
That's going to stay. I think that one's already there, right, Doc? Isn't that one already there on the walkway or no?
I don't think so.
Which walkway? I'm driving by it now.
The one I thought it was on. Wasn't there a sign on the walkway where the batting cage or the bullpen is right before the field house? Wasn't there a Red Clinch sign somewhere over there?
No,
I'm looking. I'm right here driving to the parking lot as I'm on my way to the high school. I don't see one here. Let me go look by the.
Doc, it wasn't mounted on the fence.
I don't recall.
There's nothing over there. None of these signs are up.
Okay.
Keith, none of the signs that you have in the pictures are up. They're all in the shed at the Public Works.
Okay, so we Red Clinches too.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, Robbie, it would be the same form, font, colors, and then we'll put the different logo. We'll put the D with the arrowhead in.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
All right. So let's go through them. The first one. Is what do we do with this pavilion, and do we do it, and where would we put it?
It has to be put up near the refreshment stand.
Do we want it in the ground like the Red Clinch sign, or mounted to the building?
I think it's mounted to the building, right near the refreshment stand, if there's room there.
Everyone okay with that?
Yeah.
I'm here now. I might as well just walk around while we're doing this. If I see anything alarming, I'll let you know.
So the pavilion sign would be mounted to the building, and we would have it redone in the format of the Red Clinch. Fair?
Yes.
All right. Next one, Doc. The Orion Athletic Complex.
That's going to go up on the bank near the pavilion, right? Near the field house, rather.
Is that where we want it?
That's where we said it was going to go when we had the meeting.
Okay. And we agree in the Red Clinch format, right?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay.
This is in front of the field house right now.
Yeah, that's by the flagpole. Yeah.
Somebody took the flag down today. I guess they're going to put a new one.
Ed?
I took it down this afternoon. It was torn. It wasn't proper to display. I'll put a new one up tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanks, Ed.
Yeah, like Mr. Mercutio said, I think we decided the Leo F. Ryan Athletic Complex sign was going to go in that grass area by the field house because it would pretty much be right in the middle of the baseball field, football field, and the field house.
Yeah, the whole complex, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, perfect.
And I believe there is a sign, a Leo F. Ryan sign, if you want a picture of that exact lettering, that matches the clinch lettering when you're coming up Nutmeg.
By the library. The
library, right?
Yeah.
Coming up by the library. There's a fairly new and probably done by Signs Unlimited, new sign in the exact same design as the Red Clinch.
Yeah, that was done before the Red Clinch one.
Gotcha.
That's been there quite a while. The one that you see on the screen now, that right now, that is where Charlie's was. Charlie DeCenzo's. That that driveway there was dedicated to Charlie.
Did he have a sign of that size, or was it just something that said Charlie's Way?
It was a street sign, like we have on all the streets in town.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It was a street sign, yeah.
Do you want to make a sign like the Red Clinch, or is that too much?
It's up to you guys. Where would we put it?
Wouldn't it be right in that there's a grass peninsula or grass island area when you come walking in, and you could go right to the visitors, left to the snack shack, or go onto the field. There's a light pole in there. There's like a grass island in there.
Well, yeah.
I'm here now. If you want to look at my camera, you could tell me where to go.
It's actually it would actually be the
that's the parking lot. Kent House is over here.
That's what it was named after.
That's Charlie. Your concession stand.
Do we want to put another street sign in the parking lot where the handicap parking is?
You could put that right on the corner there where they go into the parking lot.
Mm.
That's the road that the thing is, they had all trees too, the little bushes, and they had the pole in the middle of the bushes, I think, with the street sign on it, you know, facing towards the football field.
Right here? There's a lot of little areas for signs.
John, right where you're walking, there's like a little grass patch, like right in front of the entrance to the, yeah, if you keep going that way, that little grass patch, that might be a good spot for it.
Maybe the one where the
John, yeah, that's just three something so we can see.
I think
it.
Near the one where the pole is, just for like less traffic.
That's where that's that island. That's the one I'm talking about, right there.
Yes, where the garbage can is now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because like if you're right in the middle of it. If you put it there, it's kind of wide open. But here, it's
yeah, like right in the middle of that patch.
All right, so we agree a sign for Charlie DeCenzo, Charlie's Way.
Yeah, there's a.
Couldn't it be posted to the light pole?
That's what I'm thinking is like, so less chance of it getting knocked over or something stupid.
All right, mount pole might. Remember, Esposito's going to go out there and look at these. I'll put light pole mount. If he wants to change it, he can come back to the committee, okay?
Yeah. I don't know if I can grab a screenshot. I guess I can grab a screenshot here.
All right, Doc, what's the other one? John, you look so happy. All right, so this is Cirillo. Now, I remember a Cirillo sign that had like his nickname in the middle.
Yeah, it used to have Midge in the middle. That was a right? White one, a white football. I don't know what happened to that one. That might have gone away when I'm calling this the new press box because there was an older one there beforehand, before this one was redone.
So let's just
put something just are you planning to put this on the press box or?
Well, we were talking about on the roof versus mounting it. What do you, Doc, are you okay with a roof mount where we put like some two support beams behind it kind of? Because if we mount it to the press box and it's red, it might get lost in the red press box.
What about on the ridge, the dirt underneath it? It's kind of like empty. Like if you came like 5 or 6 feet down and it'd be right underneath it, it kind of fill in that dirt spot.
That's true.
Because plus up high, the wind and whatever happens, it's going to block. If someone's up in the parking lot looking at the view, if you put it lower, at least it's not in anybody's way where no one's supposed to be.
I like that idea better.
All right. So either way, it's going to be a sign just like Kenny's, but we'll have it mounted on the hill.
On the hill, yeah. It's kind of like it's an eyesore right now. At least if you put something there, even if you put it, you know, top third of the ridge, the hill there.
Yeah, and then they could put some of those little solar garden lights.
Nice, good, great idea.
And that Lou DeFlippo football field, are we just? It's on the press. On the scoreboard now. Are we just not going to redo that one?
I didn't think we would be redoing that one, but what's the pleasure of the committee?
I don't think it was on the scoreboard prior to the renovations.
Scoreboard or press box?
On the scoreboard.
Oh, Lou, you're talking about Lou DeFilippo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they had that one on the scoreboard too. They had them.
Oh, they did.
I'm not sure about the new one. When it was dedicated, it was the old scoreboard on the right side.
Right.
I'm not sure when we put the new one up, if we put it on there or not.
The current one, his name is on it.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think the current one has it on it because I think we replicated the old one. So it was probably.
Hey, while we're talking about scoreboards, the baseball scoreboard is peeling all the stickers off it. I don't know who cares, but.
Makes an awful loud noise too when I walk by.
Yeah, why is it humming when that's not being used? I thought the same thing
all the time. I told him he said it was okay. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think they'd have a master power off so it's not drawing electricity? Power off
switch, yeah.
Which one's humming, the football or the baseball?
The baseball. It's peeling and it always hums. I wasn't on the baseball field. I heard it when I walked by.
Personally, I think we should keep Lou's sign up on the press box also. He meant a lot to this town.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe
not on the press box, but right where John said, in front of the press box. Maybe, I don't know if we can somehow connect the two signs, the Cirillo press box and the Lou DeFlippo field.
It's a plenty big enough sign to put two signs. And it actually would look nice if you filled it in with something.
Yeah.
It would actually kill an eyesore. It's the perfect spot for like whatever you're going to call this place,
They put out plants there. Are they going to come up this year or what?
Yeah, but you're going to, I mean, these things are raised. I mean, I think the ones we're looking at are like 3 or 4 feet off the ground. So who cares what's behind it as long as the stuff in front of it doesn't grow up.
As long as you can
put everything you want behind it.
I think the bushes that were planted there are ground level. I don't think they're going to grow tall.
If you could put two signs there, I think there's plenty of room and it would look a lot better than it does now.
They'd have to be bigger than the one we have for Red Clinch, though.
Yeah.
They'd like the Lou DeFlippo one would actually have to be almost the size of the other one that's in this picture that we're looking at now.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's where you have them come up and look and say, we know what the style we like. We know the colors. We know the font. What do you think's a good size there? Because he does it all the time. He'll tell us.
Yeah, the sign, the DeFlippo sign has to somehow be bigger than the Cirillo sign.
Right.
I mean, that's what he does. He'll probably design us something that looks good or two separate signs, or he'll probably be able to do it. But it's the perfect spot to put two signs.
Okay.
Mr. Marcuccio, didn't the scoreboard have a name back in the day?
Lou's name?
I don't remember whose name was on it. I'd have to go back and look at old pictures. But
I thought this.
That's right, John. It was the Albarella scoreboard.
Yeah.
I didn't hear you about it.
It was the Albarella scoreboard, Memorial scoreboard. Albarella
at that time, yeah. The scoreboard, I'm not sure who paid for the scoreboard, but I got the newer scoreboard from the old field was actually donated by Coke. We didn't have to pay a penny for that.
Albarella, they bought that scoreboard. That's why it was Albarella committee. I was on the committee back then.
The old scoreboard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the old one, not the most recent one that we had prior to the new complex. I don't know that it said it. I know the one from when I was in high school said Albarella on it.
Yeah, I don't think they transferred it to the new one.
Yeah.
I think the only reason why the Albarella was on there is because they bought the scoreboard. I don't think you have to put one on another scoreboard.
Okay. Well, that was similar to the Cirillo press box, too. I think they paid for it.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. All right, if you want to put all these signs up, that's all right with me.
I'd like to go through the minutes and see what was done at that last time we talked about this. I know we went through all these signs, at least which ones we were keeping.
We're doing it now, so.
I just don't want to lose any history.
Yeah, but I don't want to miss anything.
We're not. We're going to go through. Like,
had an
we're going to go through them, make our list, and we'll double check.
Yeah. I'm over by the baseball scoreboard. The D or the logo.
Whoever's talking is breaking up on my computer.
All right, so we
Doc, do you have the next sign?
That was it. We just had I just had those five signs.
Yeah, you only sent out five.
So Cirillo is the one that's going to go, and then we'll put Lou DiFilippo is the other one that's going to go on the hill. Anyone think of any others?
Wasn't the visitor locker room name something too? Remember that sign that was over there?
I don't remember that one, but
that's why. I'm telling you, these things came out of the woodwork. I remember being like baffled, like, holy cow, that's name two.
We're on top of the fires on the.
The old concession stand. Something was over by the old concession stand. There was a sign up there and we didn't even know it was named anything until someone brought it up at that meeting.
Yeah, I remember now that you're saying that, John. Like the smaller concession stand, because there was the concession stand on the corner by the field, then there was a garage, and then there was a smaller concession stand by the bathrooms in the back. That was the visitor locker room.
Right. So the visitor locker room had some name on it, I think.
All right, we could check on that one. Was it the visitor's locker room, Rob, or was it the snack stand?
I think the sign was inside the snack stand above the locked door.
Like we wouldn't have known if someone didn't say, well, that was because that was the visitor's locker room that was named. We wouldn't, I know I wouldn't have known.
All right. I Dennis was supposed to be on, but I just texted him to see if he's coming because he would know it.
That visitor's locker room shouldn't have had any name on it.
Those lawnmowers in there.
It was one of the worst ones in the league for years.
All right.
It was right next to the, you could smell the gas in there from the lawnmowers.
Yeah, I remember that.
Home field advantage, Kenny.
Yeah, I guess.
So could I ask a question? Just this, my curiosity is killing me here. So the field is paid in field, right?
Baseball what? Field
is paid in park.
Field is paid in park.
Paid in park.
And what? So what's named?
And it's also the Lou. But it's also the Lou Ryan Complex, the Leo Ryan Complex.
Yeah, that sign we're going to have in the middle, right near the field house.
So what's so paid, what's dedicated to Red Clinch now?
The softball
field. Softball field.
Which is also the baseball.
I thought we said we were going to put that on the fence, though. Somewhere on the fence.
Yes.
Past the, pitching cage there.
When you go from your house on the left, is my understanding.
Yeah, we're going to put that one, attach it right to the fence, near the pitching
But can we go back to Mark Garfalo's question? Because I want us to talk it all out. So it's the Leo Ryan Athletic Complex, the Payton, what?
Payton Park is the field, the complex, the baseball field.
And it's the Lou DiFilippo football field.
Yeah, and it's the Red Clinch softball field.
Red Clinch softball.
So I'm not hearing it. To me, that doesn't sound like clear. So is it Payton Park or Payton Field?
Park.
All right, let's do it. I mean, this ain't
going to
take long, right? We won't be doing this for an hour, will we?
Hey, guys, Dennis is on the phone, so we can ask him any questions you need to.
All right, so, but first, let's finish what Mark's saying so we all get it straight, Doc, for a minute.
I've not been involved. I'm just curious.
No. Let's talk it through.
I thought the whole I thought it was the field, the baseball field was named after the lady that paid for it.
It was named Payton Park, yeah. But before the new facility was put there, it was Lou DiFilippo football field. It was the main complex, was the whole thing, the softball field and the baseball field.
Ken, you're talking like I wasn't around. I know what it was, and I'm just trying to understand what is the clinch thing. So if somebody says they're playing
they named the softball field after clinch before we put the new field up.
No, I understand that, but is it Payton Park or Clinch Park?
It's Payton Park, right, Doc?
Yeah, the name of the park, kind of just like the Leo F. Ryan Athletic Complex, and then you have Lou DiFilippo Field, you'd have Payton Park, and you'd have the Red Clinch Softball Field.
So it's the Ryan Complex, Payton Park, Clinch Field?
No, the softball field is the Red Clinch Softball Field. The park itself is for the baseball field. Is Payton Park. Leo F. Ryan Athletic Complex. And then you have the Lou DiFilippo football field.
Yeah, but that field where they throw the little balls, not the one that look like Easter eggs. The round ones.
It's Payton Park.
So Payton Park and Clinch Field?
Payton Park, and then within Payton Park is the Red Clinch softball field.
But what about when they're playing baseball?
The entire field is called Payton Park. So you're playing in Payton Park on the Red Clinch softball field.
Mark, I think the best way for me to clarify this is the Oakland A's play in Alameda County Stadium, and the name of their field is Ricky Henderson Field. So it's Ricky Henderson Field at Alameda County Stadium. So now this is going to be Red Clinch Field at Payton Park. I guess that might be the easiest way to.
Thanks.
At Ryan. So is it part of Ryan Complex or not?
Yes.
Yes. It's all Ryan Complex.
The whole thing is the Ryan Complex.
Complex is the main complex. It's the whole thing. Inside of Ryan Complex, you have Lou DiFilippo football field, okay? And on the other side, you have Payton Park. And just like Lou DiFilippo is inside Ryan, Red Clinches is inside Payton, but they're all together in Ryan. Ryan is the main complex. Just like Nolan Field has Nolan, then they broke that off into different names also.
So it's the Red Clinch field at Payton Park at the Leo F. Ryan Athletic Complex.
So, Mark, are you suggesting another sign that says all this?
No, I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just trying to figure out if you could explain it with a straight face.
Yeah, I think Mr. Heider used a good example. And when you think about Leo F. Ryan Complex, that's a good example with the Lou DiFilippo Field as well. So.
Right, but it sounds like an unnatural or dangling participle when you're saying it's part of this complex of this feet of this park of this field. I'm just clarifying. I'm not looking to delay the prolong this.
Can you guys hear
it'll sound better, but when people are looking for the softball field, they'll never understand unless they live here.
Listen.
It'll sound right, but everybody will be looking for a third field. It's not there.
I'm sure the high school is going to put Payton Park for both softball and baseball. They're not going to put Clinch.
One sec, Dennis. Dennis would like to say something.
You're never going to see Red Clinch Field on any schedule, I believe. It's always going to be Payton Park.
That's what I just said,
Do you understand what I mean? We're only going to have a sign dedicated to Red. Promoted as, again, he's not going to show up on anybody's schedule. We already have the schedules. You're not going to see Red Clinch's name anywhere on them. And that's just how it is. So it's going to say Payton Park for every ball game, boys, girls, on that field. We're going to have Red Clinch's sign, I believe, on the left field fence facing the walkway.
But if they're playing a softball game, it's not going to say the Red Clinch Field. They'll just say Payton.
That's up to us. You can say whatever you want. You could, pay Red Clinch Field at Payton Park for a softball game. If you're announcing something, it's probably going to be one time, right?
Right, but I think what he's referring to, like on the CIAC website, Chairman, we could have whatever we want on the CIAC website, as Dennis just said. So it could say the Red Clinch softball field at Payton Park for all softball games.
I mean, if we're naming them, I would hope that we would want to do that, right?
Yeah, that would be up to the athletic director to make sure that they know how we want it listed.
Correct.
All right. Can you ask Dennis, does he remember the name inside the visitor's locker?
Dennis, do you remember the name inside the visitor locker room? Lost you, Dennis, if you're still there. Nope. Just lost him.
All right. So we can come back and get that in the next day or two.
All right, you're back. He's back.
I'm not familiar with a name inside our visitor's locker room. Do you have any names that I could clarify for you as to what they might be?
No, we don't.
I don't remember either.
I think he might be referring. That might have been a Pop Warner thing.
Not a Jimmy Mascola. No, I don't. Well, maybe.
No. I'm just saying.
He has the room up at the Little League Fieldhouse. Jimmy Mascola, right? So, no, it's not him. I don't know. Would we dedicate the visitors' locker room to somebody? I can't imagine we did it. I can't imagine we ever did that.
There was a name that we didn't know.
It very well could have been named after somebody at Public Works too. I don't, because that was used as an equipment room, storage room as well. I don't remember.
Okay.
Well, Public Works has something up at their place for Red Brother, something, some kind of. Again, you had the concession stand was Silvio Mastroianni. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, we have that sign actually.
It was whatever it was. It wasn't not a high school or a Parks and Rec thing. It was something outside of the high school or what is.
All right. So we have those signs. We'll double check, Johnny, just to make sure. If we missed anything, we'll come back. But that's enough to get ESPO. Everyone okay with ESPO doing the specs and scaling them and drawing them and then coming back? Everyone okay with that? I just want to get them done.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. No, okay. Like I said, I don't want to miss anything.
You're spot on, pal. You're spot on. But I want to get these going and we'll do the digging, in the next couple of days.
That works.
Okay. Now, what's everyone's thought on the sign about, like, a little sign, you know, white with black letters, maybe 8 to 10 inches long, and it says no animals or no dogs on it, close to where you walk into the parts of the field. So, you know, where we have that joggle where you walk in, or by the gate on the high school side. You know, Ronnie just thinks that they're not reading these, you know, all the do's and don'ts, and there's a lot of dogs going on the field. So his thought was putting a little sign, you know, that's going to be just clipped to the fences that says no dogs allowed. What's everyone's take on it? I think it's a good idea, to be honest with you.
They might read 3 or 4 words because they're not reading 20.
Right, so this would just say no dogs.
But do the picture. Do the picture with a dog through it. That ought to be over good with PETA.
Like a dog with a circle around it and a line going through it?
Doc, that I made you laugh. That made my day.
All right, what's the take? Everyone okay with him doing those little signs?
Yes. I'll make a motion if you need it.
Well, we don't have a quorum, so we're going to have to come back and adopt all this. All right, so we'll have to do those little signs so no dogs allowed. Good?
Good.
All right.
Dr. Mark, Conway, did we ever get those signs for no public or public close to the public during baseball and football and track practice?
They went up about
last Monday.
Yeah. They went up.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. Mark, how do you want to do executive session? Town clerk.
Mr. Chairman McCleverty?
Yeah.
I don't recall, but I know for the other committee, and I thought we might have done this for both committees, we established a number for a quorum instead of a majority for a quorum, given the size of the committee and the difficulty for everybody to always make meetings so that we could move the process. And I just don't recall for this committee if we did that as well. I know ours we set at 5.
If I remember right, I thought we needed, well, let's see, we got Johnny Netto, me, Kenny, Hyder, Dennis. I thought we needed 6. So
Ronnie Sill might be able to come on now. You want me to get him on?
Could you?
Hold on.
We get Ronnie, Doc. We're good.
Okay.
I got to get Mark anyway.
I feel the same way.
Are you coming on? We need you for a corner.
Hey, Doc.
Okay. All right, he's hopping on now.
Okay. Hey, Mark?
Yes.
No, Mark?
Yes.
When Ronnie gets on, can you get us into executive session?
Yes. Are you going to vote on the signs, or are you going to wait on that anyway?
We can wait for Ronnie and then vote, sure. Johnny, we'll vote on these, and then if there's any others, we'll come back to the committee. If we, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I got you. I mean, I do have one glaring question. I don't know if I should ask Kara or an executive.
Executive is going to be litigation, pending litigation, and then flooding. So I would wait if it's those items.
No, it's none of those items. It's last time we did signs and stuff, we needed the joint meeting because they got rid of our signs last time. How come this isn't a joint meeting?
Because
I don't care. I don't want to have the other committee come back and say, well, we don't like that.
Well,
Doc, I mean, I think
Doc, help me. I mean, they didn't they weren't at the meeting when we did the signs on the football field, were they?
Not certainly not for the football field. I think we've always talked about the red clinch going. No, we've always been adamant. Let me put it that way: that any sign that was up previously was going back up. So
yes, I agree.
Yeah. So
I'm trying to avoid the.
Yeah, I appreciate that, John. But
we're just copying their signage, but it's on our project. You know what I mean?
The money is on.
You know, John. So we're just on our project. We're just copying the font and the size and the colors.
I get it. I'm just saying. I know what happened last time. That's why I just want to clarify now that while we have to wait or for whatever we're waiting for, we just need to make sure that nothing's going to change.
I don't think it was a joint meeting when we had the last meeting a long time ago about the signage.
It was not for the name. It was, we had the joint when we did the do's and don'ts signs.
Yeah.
But not the signage for Lou DiFilippo or Leo Ryan or Cirillo. But I know John's concern is that if they're going to have something to say about it. Doc, what do you think?
I have a question. We have a red clinch sign. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're not getting a new red clinch sign, right?
No.
That's fairly new.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, so. Hang on. Hey, Mark, Capitals at 7:30, right?
Yes.
All right. All right, so Ronnie, just to bring you up to speed, we just did a quick review of the signs that we're going to have Esposito scale and do, you know, samples of. I'll go through them. We're going to do a motion to proceed with the understanding, Ron, that there may be additional signs that if we missed, we'll get into the minutes and we'll figure them out. And then we're adding no dogs allowed signs at each of the entrance ways around the track.
Very good.
So, can I have a motion to proceed with Signs Unlimited for the following signs to be made in the same format, color scheme, font as the red clinch sign? 1, Mastriani Pavilion. 2, the Leo Ryan Complex. 3, the Charlie DeCenzo Way, Charlie's Way. 4, Cirillo Press Box. 5, Lou DiFilippo Field. And then to add the small signs to be mounted to the fence and say no dogs allowed. Can I have a motion to that effect?
Keith, can you just clarify that we're going to have the D with the arrowhead?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the logo?
Yes. On all of these, the Ray Clinch font, color scheme, and format will be the same, except the logo will be the D with the arrowhead replacing the logo that's on the Ray Clinch sign.
I'll make that in the form of a motion.
Motion by Mr. Hyder. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Marcuccio. Any discussion? All in favor?
Dr. Conley has something.
Oh, so sorry, Doc.
No, I'm not part of this vote, I get, but I do just want to, I know we've talked about it before, if we could just make sure that the wording for the Leo F. Ryan Complex, same on both signs. I know in the past, so I don't know the history of what the original name was, but I think we should go back and make sure it's either Athletic Complex or Sports Complex, whichever the two, whichever one it's supposed to be, but it is in multiple places, different ways. So I'm not sure what the original dedication was, but I think it's worth it to find the original wording and stick with the original wording, Athletic or Sports Complex.
You know, Kenny probably knows this. I don't think it was ever a complex. It was Leo F. Ryan Field. You know, it became a complex, but it was already named. Am I right, Ken? Leo F. Ryan Field?
Initially it was, but it became known as a complex as they put other names inside the complex itself.
I'm not mistaken, they changed it to a complex after they named the football field after Coach Lou.
Yeah, right.
We probably had older signs, and then the newer ones said complex.
Because you knew the football field was a DiFilippo field, and the Cole complex was Ryan complex, not just a field.
But I think Dr. Conway is saying is it athletic or sports? So we'll have to look it up when we'll go back in the minutes and look.
Yep.
Thank you.
With the understanding that that's what we'll do to for that sign. Any other questions? Discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Secretary, can we go into executive session with committee members and invite Dr. Conway?
Yes.
We're going to go into session for purposes of pending litigation with Turco.
Okay.
There'll be no action coming out of that, sir.
Okay. Yeah, so the time is 7 o'clock.
Hey, well, hang on. Mr. Hyder, you had a question?
Well, Dr. Conway does.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Hyder. I have Jack Della Piano is on the call with us tonight. He's a 093 candidate who is doing an internship with the district this year. If the committee is okay, he has been joining us in executive session for our Board of Ed meetings, but I perfectly understand, given the discussion that's going to take place in executive session, if you decide otherwise.
I have no problem. It's a good learning experience. We're only going to deal with New Yorkers like this once in a lifetime. So
I appreciate that, Mr. Chairman.
Is the committee okay with him joining us?
That's yeah, fine. Absolutely.
Okay. So, Doc.
Definitely.
What's that?
No, definitely. He should join.
Okay. All right, Mr. Garofalo, can you, how do you coordinate this?
I'm going to pause the recording right now, and then I'm going to put the other members into the waiting room. And again, I believe the motion was that there will be no action coming out of executive session. But when you're done with executive session, we'll just put the tape on and then you can note the time and adjourn the meeting.
Okay. Do you have the which person on this is Dr. Conway's 093 candidate?
Yes, I could see his okay. face. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Just hold on. I'm going to pause. So give me a second. Okay, go ahead. It's 7:12 and the meeting's called back to a regular session.
Thank you, sir. With no further business before the committee, can I have a motion to adjourn at 7:12 p.m.?
So move.
Motion by Mr. Sill. Is there a second?
Okay.
Mr. Marcuccio, any discussion? If not, we are adjourned. Everyone have a great, happy Easter, and God bless everyone.
Everybody, take care. Bye. Bye.